Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome, everybody, to a Football Friday on a Wednesday right here across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 206, and also the radio.com application. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in. That's 855-212-4227. You could always follow the show at Zach Gelb. Send me your wonderful thoughts via the good old cesspool of Twitter at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB, on our network's account at CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Big time show today on this Wednesday as we're off on Thursday and Friday. Happy Turkey Day, happy Thanksgiving, happy Lasagna Day, as I say in my household. And now we're going to have a little bit lesser football on the plate tomorrow with the postponement of Ravens and Steelers because of the outbreak with the Baltimore Ravens. We'll lead the show with that today. We'll talk about it. Tomorrow you got two games, four teams. You have the Texans going up against the Lions. Who cares? Boring game. Really no reason to watch. And then you also have Washington and Dallas. And sorry, I can't get all jacked up on Mountain Dew pretty much saying, oh, what a big game. NFC least playoff implications. I can't get fired up for that. So that's the football on the docket coming up tomorrow. More importantly, I know it's all about the food tomorrow, and I can't wait to sit my fat ass down on a couch, which I guess actually I've trimmed off 60 pounds, so a lesser fat ass version of Zach Gelb on the couch tomorrow and just gorge myself with tremendous lasagna, as there will be pepperoni and sausage on the lasagna. We'll have a bunch of appetizers as well, and then you get dessert, which is the icebox cake, or I call it the cookie cake. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous day tomorrow. Yes, it's been a challenging year. Obviously, this has been an unprecedented year with it being 2020 with COVID-19. And there's a lot of different feelings about tomorrow. How many people, how many family members do you allow in your house? Do you make the drive? How do you travel? All that stuff. It's up to you to do what you think is the right thing. I'm having a smaller Thanksgiving tomorrow. I got tested. Thankfully came back negative, and my family got tests, and we're all negative right now for the people that are going to make the trek to New Jersey tomorrow, as I'll be doing Thanksgiving with my grandma, my grandpa, and right now it's only going to be myself, my dad, and my mom, and I have a feeling my Uncle Kenny's going to find a way to come on over, but he keeps on telling us, I don't know if I'm making the trip when it's only a 20-minute drive for him. Like, let's stop being lame here, Uncle Kenny. He's now saying, I don't want to drive. He's getting that stage of life. And my uncle's probably, 60? If my dad's 60, he's got to be 65. You ever have family members when they get older, Trace, they start to think a 15, 20-minute drive is way too long. And, oh, I can't drive anymore. And he can't use I'm a bad nighttime driver because we're asking him to drive. We do Thanksgiving early. Now, my grandparents, it's the true early bird special. They want that lasagna on the plate probably at 11:30 a.m. Now, it's not going to happen at 11:30 a.m. because I got to be fit tomorrow. Even though I'm going to be a fat pig tomorrow, I got to be fit. I got to get on that elliptical, get my tushy on the elliptical for an hour, and then I will get in the car, I hope, at 10:30 a.m., and you make the schlep to New Jersey, and let's say you're there by 11:30 noon, depending on what the traffic's going to look like. So my Uncle Kenny's telling us, as I said yesterday, he says he's a game-time decision, but it's probably leaning on the side of doubtful. I'm going to say that he's probable to play in the Gelb Casa tomorrow. So looks like we will have six people, I think, is what it's going to be. But if not, if Uncle Kenny's not there, then we go with five. Does that happen in your household? It's different this year for family gatherings, but do you ever have some family members that get all crazy with all the traveling on Thanksgiving and all that?
A tiny, tiny bit with my grandpa here and there, but for the most part, no. Thankfully, at least not yet, because that feels like it sounds very frustrating.
My family, on my dad's side, they're the king of canceling events. There was one year my dad cooked. This wasn't on Thanksgiving. It was a random weekend. He cooked pounds and pounds and pounds of lamb. I must have had 6-7 pounds of lamb, like a lot of lamb. I forget the exact number. It started to, a big storm was coming. Not like a huge, like thunderstorm. My grandma calls, we got to cancel the lamb feast that we were going to have on that Saturday. So I'm sitting at my parents invite me over. They say, come on over. And I'm sitting in their house with all this lamb. And it's just me and my parents and my sister at the time. My sister's in Colorado. So with all the traveling now, she's not going to be coming home for Thanksgiving. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow because, yeah, you got to be safe. Yes, you got to probably condense your Thanksgiving household, and you don't want to get anyone sick. It's one of those days, though, on Thanksgiving where you're looking for a little normalcy, and it'll be nice to kick on back and watch four crappy football teams play and just eat food item after food item after food item. We're kind of getting a little appetizer for Thanksgiving today here at CBS Sports Radio. You realize, you see the newsroom right now? The afternoon show on WFAN a few weeks back when they made their debut, I brought them a bunch of pizzas from John's of Bleecker Street. I think now they feel as if, since I set the standard there, that they got to bring in a lot of food. There's chicken parm in the newsroom right now. There's 3-4 boxes of pizzas. There's an Oreo cheesecake. Now, I got to be careful. So usually I do dinner after the show. I think I'll do dinner here tonight with all those delicious options. I hope it's still there. When I get into the newsroom afterwards, there is a small little chicken sandwich. They cut it into halves. So I'm going to take one half of the chicken sandwich, and that's going to be my appetizer for tomorrow. Kind of cut the calories today. I had chicken for lunch, but I'll have chicken again for dinner here. And I think a light dinner tonight, a half a chicken parm sandwich or a chicken parm hero, a chicken parm sub, a chicken parm hoagie, whatever you want to call it, to make sure that everyone is correct in their terms as we're across 200 radio stations across the country right now. I will have a little bit of a chicken parm sandwich. Will you be eating any of the food that's in the newsroom right now? There's a lot of food.
I made the mistake of bringing dinner.
What do you have? Yeah, yesterday you had what? Your vodka champagne pasta.
The champagne sauce. It's the same thing again. My mom just makes a lot of it, so I cleaned
leftovers
out.
Leftovers again.
Yeah, cleaned it out. So okay. This will be the final.
See, now that's
dish.
An interesting call because you're going leftovers back-to-back nights. Then you're going to have Thanksgiving tomorrow, and there will be leftovers that do happen from Thanksgiving. So are you someone? I'm not a big reheat guy. I'm not a big leftover guy. The one time, though, I'm big on leftovers is Thanksgiving. And I haven't had Chinese food in a while. I haven't had Chinese food probably in 2-3 months, maybe even 4 months. Leftover Chinese food I'm also kosher with, ready to rock and roll.
Because of my schedule, like working nights mostly here,
that's
I kind of have to. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm with, like, I never really was a big reheat guy, but I don't really have many options because most of the time, depending on my schedule, I'm mostly here on nights, weekends, or during the week. So I have now become a big reheat kind of guy.
Gotcha. All right. So here's the schedule today. We're not going to reheat any of the show. All this stuff is fresh. Coming up at the top of the hour. This is a little bit different today. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have a great interview for you with Mike the Situation from the Jersey Shore. Now, some may say, why are we doing this interview? Number one, I am a huge Mike the Situation fan. I'm a huge Jersey Shore fan. Not only Jersey Shore, also Double Shot at Love with Vinny and Paulie as well, when they completed two seasons of that, and Jersey Shore is back. And now Jersey Shore is going to be standalone Thursday night prime time. There's going to be no Steelers. There's going to be no Ravens. So instead of watching football on Thursday night where you're barely able to keep your eyes open with how much food you're going to eat, Jersey Shore tomorrow night. So we will chat with Mike the Situation. And a big reason why I'm doing this interview, and I like to do these types of interviews this time of the year, and it doesn't always have to be with a athlete or someone related to sports, is we talk a lot about family, we talk a lot about friends and all the happy moments, even in what's been a down year, this time of the year and what we're thankful for. You know, there's a lot of people that are listening probably right now that are going through the fight, you know, really for their life, you know, of their life, that has to deal with addiction and has to deal, and maybe, you know, you don't have some family members around and everything's not going great in your life. So I want to bring on someone today that has been in the public spotlight, has had to overcome addiction problems, and he's approaching 5 years sober, Mike the Situation, and someone that, you know, went to jail, and someone that fought through adversity, and there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and he's come out as a better person. So I like to do those types of interviews this time of the year. A few years ago, we had on Ryan Leaf to talk about some of his problems and the daily grind and the daily fight that he has to go through, because I think really during this time of the year, it's all about positivity, and it's all about family. It's all about the good moments in life. It's all about friends and family and all that. There's some people that unfortunately don't have the luxury of being able to be in the best version of themselves. And I always say this whenever we, you know, bring on people that have gone through experiences that some of us haven't been able to go through. I think it's so important to listen, and you never know who you're able to touch and who you're able to talk to. And just being able to promote good mental health on the radio and talk about depression and talk about addiction, I think it's important to hear other people's views and what they overcame. And maybe that could touch someone and uplift their spirits and get them to change their ways or be a resource on how they could change their ways to end up seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and becoming a better person. So this time of the year, we're thankful for a lot of things, and we're usually saying how great our lives are and how positive our lives are, but there are some people that unfortunately are going through some tough times. So I like to try to bring interviews like that during this time of the year, at least one of them that can enlighten some people and could help some people that may need the help. Now, sure, are we going to talk about food with Mike the Situation? Absolutely. We're going to talk about the Jersey Shore. Are we going to have some fun with him? Sure. But there's also going to be a serious side of the conversation as well. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. Then coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific, we'll talk to former NFL player, a man that has over 100 sacks in his career, Kevin Carter, is going to join us. We'll chat a little NFL. We will also talk college football. We'll get into the top four that was released yesterday, with Alabama being number one. I did see that Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19 today, and he's out for the Iron Bowl. You remember a few weeks back, he tested positive before that game against Georgia. Then he had three negative tests, and he was able to coach as Alabama did beat up on Georgia. Well, Nick Saban is out for Saturday's matchup, and offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian will add head coaching duties to his Saturday routine, as he'll be the coach that's taken over for Nick Saban when Nick Saban is out for COVID-19. So I hope Nick Saban ends up making a full recovery and hope everything is all right with him. I did see that he had some mild symptoms today when he did get the positive test result back. So you did have Alabama won yesterday in the college football playoff rankings, the first of the year. Then at number two, you did have Notre Dame. Three was Clemson, and four was Ohio State. That was the four teams. So one Alabama, two Notre Dame, three Clemson, four Ohio State. So we'll talk about those rankings and some of the games on Friday and Saturday with Kevin Carter coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. And then at 9 o'clock, since it is a Friday, we will chat with Gus Frerotte in our NFL picks. Now, I can lie to you and tell you it was a great week for myself and Gus, and we were unbelievable. We didn't pick a single winner last week, so that was bound to happen. There's been some weeks where I've been 3-0, Gus been 0-3, or I've been 2-1, Gus been 2-1, or I've been 2-1, Gus been 1-2. Yeah, last week it was an offer, so the standings did not change. We're actually dead even on the year, so NFL picks coming up in the final hour of the show today with the former Pro Bowl quarterback in Gus Frerotte. All right, so a whole lot cooking today. Here's what we got to start off the show with. The NFL is moving back the Ravens-Steelers game from Thursday to Sunday. That's going to happen at 1:15 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Now, I'm a little bit surprised by this, but I do think it's the right move. Now, yesterday we were talking about this when we started to realize there was an outbreak with the Baltimore Ravens, and myself and Trace both said they should push back the game. You probably should push it back to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever you want to do. But what the NFL has been operating as of late, the NFL has kind of been telling you those players just won't play and will continue to push along with this schedule. Well, it was talked about today on ESPN that Baltimore added three more players to their COVID list, and now the Ravens have a total of seven players who tested positive and or has either tested positive or had close contact to someone that's tested positive, so on the COVID-19 list. And not only that, there have been some staff members there. So I'm trying to think about why this was done. And when I get into it, I think it's done for two reasons. One, there is a legitimate concern, and we've seen positive tests on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so it makes no sense to play the game on Thursday. And then the other part of it is optics, too. Because you could tell to me, you could say, Zach, well, what about a few Thursday nights ago, 49ers and Green Bay, they elected to play that game. They probably shouldn't have played that game. But in reality, the NFL has been inconsistent throughout this whole process. So them being inconsistent here, Steeler fans, stop. It's not let's screw the Steelers. I'm sick and tired of hearing Steeler fans tell me, oh, they're trying to screw over the Steelers. We lost a week four bye week, or had to move the bye week to week four. And now this is the change. And just, you guys sound stupid when you say that. Why would the NFL be trying to screw over a team that's 10-0 and a team that's an iconic franchise and an iconic fixture in the National Football League? That doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't. You got to understand, we're living in a time right now that's unprecedented. We're living in a time where it's day by day. And there's going to be some changes, and there's going to be some things that you may say, oh, that doesn't make sense with what they're doing in the past, and there's going to be things that operate on the fly. The NFL's been operating on the fly here. So number one, the main reason why I think this was done was because they had the luxury to push this game back, and the NFL doesn't want to push this game back. NBC doesn't want this game to be pushed back as well. It's Thursday night. Would have been standalone, Steelers-Ravens, Thanksgiving. The game would have done mega numbers in terms of ratings. So they push it back to Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Eastern. That's not ideal for the NFL or NBC. There's no motive here to screw the Steelers so you get more Ravens players that are allowed to play in this game. There's no motive for that. I don't buy that. I really think they moved this back for two reasons. One, it's the right thing to do. And number two, I also think they're thinking about next week as well. Because remember, the Ravens, they play next Thursday. They're on a quick turnaround now from Sunday. They play Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. So this is something I thought about. If they put the Ravens on the field with all these positive tests tomorrow, and there's a further outbreak, you know the NFL wants to get this season through in 17 regular season weeks. That could affect next week. And who knows how many cases by then. If you already have, what, seven players that are either positive or come in close contact, who knows what that number would be if you played this game tomorrow. Now, could you still have cases that develop until Sunday? Absolutely. But at least you could err on the side of caution, and you could take a little extra caution to see and get an assurance that maybe there won't be a further outbreak if you have everyone home and everyone isolated. And yes, could it still happen on Monday next week, Tuesday next week? Absolutely. But it gives yourself some wiggle room when you don't need to play that game on Thursday night. So that also, I think, factors in that if they play that game with the Ravens then being Thursday next week up against Dallas and then probably not wanting to move that game, then they would have to move that game. So I think that could be two theories. One, it's the right thing. And then also you want to keep these games on time, complete them week by week. And if you play this game on Thursday, who knows what could happen? Maybe something happened, maybe something doesn't. And then it could push back and affect the schedule next week as well. So those are two things. But also, you got to think about it optics too. Optics probably factor in here. Because for a while, the NFL has been telling you, we're going to keep on playing these games. On that Thursday night of Thanksgiving, it would be a bad look maybe for the NFL to play that game with seven positive tests or seven close contacts. And that's going to be the big storyline on Thursday night. And I don't think the NFL necessarily wants to avoid that because in an ideal world, you play that game, big ratings on a Thursday night, people are going to be focused on the Steelers and the Ravens, but that would be a big storyline as well. So that's where I kind of think. I don't think there's a big screw job here by the NFL. Let's get out and have this vendetta against the Steelers. I don't buy that. I understand why Steelers players are frustrated because their schedule has been inconvenient. But so what? All of our schedules have been inconvenient in the year of 2020. And it's a day-by-day a type of situation and approach. And honestly, you could be upset, but I really wouldn't talk about it publicly and voice your frustration all that much publicly, because you knew when you signed up for this season that games were going to be moved and things weren't going to be like normal seasons of the past. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come on back, we will take a look at some of those tweets by Juju Smith-Schuster, also Eric Ebron. And then how about the duck? Duck Hodges, quack, quack. He actually provided some levity to this situation. We're off and running. Very, very, very busy football Friday on a Wednesday. It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So earlier today, I saw a bunch of tweets from Steelers players, and I was annoyed with the Steelers players when they were tweeting a lot of frustration about the Steelers having their game from Thursday be pushed back to Sunday. Juju Smith-Schuster said, first, the NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together, and now they take away our Thanksgiving primetime game for the same reason, SMH. Then you had Eric Ebron tweet out to talk about exactly what. He was responding to a reporter that said she's going on ESPN to talk about the postponement of or the movement of the Steelers and Ravens game that we're supposed to see in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. So Eric Ebron responded to that tweet saying to talk about what, how they keep bleeping us. We had a week four bye because of this now. The only time we look forward to some rest was after one of the biggest primetime games we no longer have. We keep getting screwed this year. So when I'll give you the breaking news in just a second, because it may change the way that I think or may change the way that some people think. Trace, when you saw the reaction from the Steelers players today, I could understand why they are annoyed that the schedule keeps on getting changed. But in reality, it's the right move, even with some of the inconsistencies in the NFL's decisions this year. It is the right move to not play this game tomorrow night, where, as we were reading that ESPN article earlier, there's, what, seven players that either tested positive or come in close contact with someone that has COVID-19 from just Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There's been new information, new positive cases, or more people put on the COVID list every day this week. It doesn't make sense to me why you would play that game on Thursday. And I know people are going to say Packers, 49ers played, and hey, they were fine with that. I don't remember any positive cases coming from that. But let me remind you, earlier in the year, that Patriots-Chiefs game, where they moved it from Sunday to Monday, remember Cam tested positive, I think on a Saturday. It was a Saturday. And then they postponed that game or moved that game from Sunday to Monday. Then after that game, or shortly after that game, maybe the next day, we found out that Stephon Gilmore tested positive. And people then, who no one said a word about the NFL playing the game that day, on that Monday, then people were freaking out. Had they played that game, they should have shut down for 2 weeks. So the NFL is in a no-win situation. If you do the right thing, people get upset because you're inconveniencing other people. And then if you don't postpone the game or you don't push back the game and then further people test positive, people then say, what's the NFL doing? So in this case with the Steelers, and yes, I don't think it's safe to say the Steelers got screwed twice out of this, because you knew going into the season there were going to be changes with the schedule, but have the Steelers been inconvenienced twice because of Tennessee testing positive and the Ravens testing positive? Yes. Can players be frustrated? Sure. I think, though, in the climate that we're in right now, with what now 260,000 people passing away from COVID-19 and people and the rates going up all around the country. Heck, I was this past weekend, one of my best friends, his dad, Lenny, is an essential worker. He works at a hospital, Plainview Hospital. He turned 65 this past weekend. So we wanted to drop something off at his house. So I picked my mom up and we brought Lenny a few beers and some cupcakes for his 65th birthday, said hello, talked from 6 feet apart. And Lenny was telling me what he's seen since March. And that guy, you know, my dad, one of my my friend's dad, one of my best friend's dad, that guy's a hero. And he described to me, and you hear all about what's going on. You know what the numbers are. You know how ugly March, April, and May were. And he's talking to me about how his wife had to sleep upstairs and he had to sleep downstairs because he was nervous about bringing COVID back into the house. And for the summer, it was a lighter summer because there were less and less cases compared to what happened in March and April and May. And then boom, these last few weeks, when you go back to the hospital, it's an absolute grind because you see the numbers keep on surging across this country. So I get it that the Steelers are inconvenienced by this. I get it that Steelers players are annoyed. However, we have people that are dealing with a lot worse. And you could, there is a balance of being annoyed in sports and then having the outside world issues as well and being annoyed there. There is that balance. But for me, I think it's a bad look for the Steelers to just be complaining today about a game being moved from Thursday where all these NFL players hate Thursday night games anyway and it getting moved back to Sunday. You know, that's sports now. Ask college basketball. Ask college football. Ask Major League Baseball. There's going to be games that are going to get moved back and you kind of just have to roll with the punches. Because right now, as a world, we're being asked to roll with the punches. So when that initially came out today, and then I'll get to the news that could change your opinion on it. And maybe they knew something before we did, but who knows? When the Steelers players started complaining earlier today, Trace, did you kind of have the same reaction to me? I could understand why they're frustrated, but you may want to tone it down before you keep on sending out these tweets blasting the NFL.
I mean, you're right. Like, you understand the frustration twice now that they've gotten, you know, buys or extra days off taken away from them. But to your point, it's like, you know, this is 2020. Like, you just got to be flexible. It's not obviously anyone's, something like this happened. Just got to kind of just roll the punches. So it's unfortunate. But you said, like, what else are you going to do? Like, this game was on a standalone Thanksgiving game. The last thing the NFL wanted to do
push it back.
Was move it. Mm-hmm. So you got to think this is serious because they're not just on a whim. We'll just move it back just to be safe. You never know. This is a big deal.
It really, pushing it back Thursday to Sunday out of an abundance of care, I don't have an issue with it. Now, there's a lot of people that are saying, well, why should the Steelers fans are saying this. Why should the Steelers be punished for the Ravens doing something wrong? And when that was said earlier today, I said, what did the Ravens do wrong? You know, just test positive? Because, you know, let's say if your aunt tests positive, she could be safe. She goes to the grocery store, and then she could bring this into her house. You know, did she do anything wrong? No, she was going to get groceries. Well, we actually just got some breaking news. This was just released, and it may change and alter your opinion on this a little bit. The Baltimore Ravens have disciplined a staff member for conduct surrounding the recent COVID-19 cases that have affected players and staff at the Ravens. So that was the statement the Ravens released. So that doesn't really offer you much other than they disciplined someone for not doing the right thing. Tom Pelissero just followed up with it. The Ravens disciplined a strength and conditioning coach for not reporting symptoms and not consistently wearing a mask or tracking device, which may have contributed to the team's rash of COVID-19 cases per sources. So once again, we don't fully know how this does spread. We fully don't know how it did spread with the Ravens organization, but when you find out that the Ravens end up punishing a strength and conditioning coach for not reporting symptoms and not consistently wearing a mask or tracking device, which could have participated and probably played a big role in this outbreak, then I could understand, after hearing that, why Steelers players are extra annoyed. If it was just players getting positive and there was an outbreak and there was nothing where you raise an eyebrow and go, you know, how could you blame someone for just, you know, the virus getting in and them just being sick, I could understand, you know, if it was just that, I don't understand how you could really be upset. But now if you're a Steelers player, you're saying, well, we're doing all the right things, so we don't have a strength and conditioning coach doing that, and now our game is being moved. But what do you want them to do? Because if you go through the options, do you want them to play that game on Thursday? It doesn't make sense to play that game on Thursday when there is a current outbreak with the Baltimore Ravens. So you move it to Sunday and see what does come from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But if you can't play that game Sunday, we will get into the conversation of forfeiting the game. And should the Ravens, because they had a staff member not follow protocols, well, assistant strength and conditioning coach, should the Ravens, if further positive tests happen, should they have to forfeit the game? Think about that. I'll give you my answer on the other side because I have a thought or two about it. But first up with the latest CBS Sports Radio update. As hold on, actually, before we get to ACK, did you check the food spread during the break? Because I got my chicken sandwich.
No. Did it change?
I also pigged out for one additional item. I had a half a chicken sandwich. There was what I thought was just like a cheese ball. You know, I didn't know what was actually inside. It was a mac and cheese ball.
Ooh, that yeah, I may have to make a run delicious. Out there. I may have to make a run now. That's
I hate to. There's still pizza. There's still two more chicken sandwiches. I felt bad about it. I took the last mac and cheese ball. Was delicious. It was spicy too. Very good. So we'll talk more about the Steelers and the Ravens. If they can't play on Sunday, since this game got pushed back to Sunday, should they have to forfeit?
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, as always, is 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. All right, let me get my poll question up here. As I didn't know this on Twitter, by the way. If you put a link, so I tried to link the Tom Pelissero report to the poll question, and I already put the poll in there, and I thought I pressed tweet, and then I had to quickly just delete my tweet because I thought the poll options would come up, and I put yes, no, and then sent the tweet out. It eliminated the poll and just put the tweet there. So then I just presented a question with the tweet. I don't actually want people's responses on Twitter about this other than just clicking it. Instead of directly asking a question and expecting 900 responses to occur, I'd rather just have those 900 responses come in percentages of yes and no. Because whenever you ask something COVID-related or politically related as well, and, you know, election's already over, the responses are unbearable. I try to stay out of political discussions and COVID discussions on Twitter. Today, though, I broke that rule. I was at lunch. I was having lunch. And I was eating a grilled chicken pesto sandwich with a little tomato and lettuce on it. And I was following all this stuff, how the Steelers-Ravens game is going to move from Thursday to Sunday. And the next thing you know, I saw the Juju Smith-Schuster tweet, and I just got an itch. I had to respond. And right when I was about to press send to the tweet, I go, I'm breaking my rule here. I'm tweeting about COVID when other people are complaining about COVID, and I know that usually doesn't end in a good way because then you get a bunch of ridiculous responses and then you may get worked up or you just ignore them. So right away, I tweeted that out, put my phone down. The next thing you know, a bunch of Pittsburgh radio hosts, they retweeted that I had a bunch of responses with people saying not so nice things about me right before Thanksgiving. It's about, you can never have a civil conversation on Twitter. You can't. So Tom Pelissero is reporting. And I'll give you this report one more time. The Ravens disciplined a strength and conditioning coach for not reporting symptoms and not consistently wearing a mask or tracking device, which may have contributed to the team's rash of COVID-19 cases per sources. So, Trace, is it safe to say that is probably why the outbreak did occur? Now, we don't know for sure, but when you have someone not reporting symptoms and not wearing his tracking device, I think you could put both together. It's not just a coincidence that there is a case of an outbreak of COVID-19 this week with the Ravens. Now, we don't know how that was originally brought into the building, but I think it's safe to say that maybe the spread could have been prevented if this, and we don't know all the details, but if this individual did his job better.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, especially now they're in emergency protocol. So basically you're masked up basically almost, you know, the entire time you're there. So like you said, when you have one person not wearing a mask, having symptoms, not saying anything, or wearing a tracking device, basically 0 for 3, three strikes, you're out right there.
So we get into the conversation now. Let's say they can't play Sunday. Let's say, unfortunately, tomorrow we wake up, more positive tests. We wake up Friday, more positive tests. Saturday, more positive tests. And this kind of turns into the Titans situation, where early in the year they were able to move around the schedules because that was very early in the season, and you had the luxury of most teams not having their bye week yet, so there were some changes. I remember that day, like 15, 16 schedule changes did occur. If it gets to Sunday and the Ravens, the league saying, we don't want you playing because you have 7 cases turn into 14, 15, 16 cases, should the Ravens be forced to forfeit? I have my answer. What say you on that, Trace?
Yes. I think this is a situation where because they blatantly had one person just break all the rules, I think now, early in the year, like, I defended the Titans. I just thought it was more than the NFL.
Well, just to rewind real quickly.
Sure.
The Titans situation, they were sent home and they were told, do not practice. They were told that. Now, if you remember, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday when that occurred. I think, if memory serves me right, I think it was Wednesday when they were initially sent home. At that time, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, there was no ruling on if they were going to play that game that weekend. So even though it wasn't the right thing to do, I understood why players on their own got together, because if they're going to play, they think they have to practice. They also think, probably in a dumb way, oh, you know, this isn't going to spread, blah, 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 which is a naive thinking. But I don't think there was malicious intent there, even though it did end up spreading even further, and it was wrong to do that. I think players were saying, we have to go through somewhat of a normal routine because there is a chance that we are playing and the game was not called off yet. If the NFL would have just called off the game there, the Titans aren't gathering together. So that's why I kind of gave the Titans a pass. But in this case, now with it being week 12 of the NFL season, you're saying they should forfeit.
Like you said, that exact reason is why I didn't blame the Titans. Now, like you said, week 12, enough warnings have been given out. Fines are starting to be given out to the point where there's no excuses anymore. Like, this is to the point where, you know what? Teams are going to have to quarantine all week. Teams are then still going to have to play on Sunday. So, really, there's no excuses for why you should not be following the protocol. And at this point, with the NFL trying to basically not play week 18 as much as possible, you got to me, at least, start really putting your foot down, and you want to have teams follow protocol to the letter of the law, you make them forfeit. I think there's no excuse for this, to be honest.
It still doesn't sit well with me that we're going to make a team forfeit for getting sick. Now, that's not the reason exact. That's the way it can, people are going to look at it, and that's the way I would look at it. We're forfeiting a team for having an outbreak of COVID. The reason you would be having them forfeit is because an assistant strength and conditioning coach was violating the rules.
Right, it's not getting sick. We're not forfeiting games for teams that have an outbreak. It's you're forfeiting the game because you broke the rules. 0 for 3, Zach. No mask, no tracking device. You had symptoms, didn't report it. Like, what else? You know, how many more rules can you break?
I'm not excusing that individual, but I don't like punishing the players for something that, from what we know right now, they didn't do anything wrong. Because I'll read the tweet once again to get this tweet here. The Ravens disciplined a strength and conditioning coach for not reporting symptoms, strike one, not consistently wearing a mask, strike two, or a tracking device, strike three. So that strength and conditioning coach, here's the one question I have with the Pelissero report, and I'm just curious how you interpret this, because I read it and I may interpret it two different ways. For not reporting symptoms, is he talking about his own symptoms? You know, I don't know if this person is on the COVID list if he tested positive, or, you know, he's a strength and conditioning coach. Did he maybe know that other players had symptoms they weren't reporting it? When I read that, I think he's talking about himself, right?
Yeah, he's talking about the strength and conditioning coach himself physically had symptoms, didn't say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll say this. If you say you don't want to punish the players, fine. Fire him. There has to be some sort of punishment.
He broke protocol. If he ends up losing his job because of this, I have no problem with that. I just don't think the players should be punished when in reality the players did nothing wrong here. You know, this is on the assistant strength and conditioning coach here, or whatever strength and conditioning coach this was in the roster. That's why it just still doesn't sit right with me. Now, to give you the Pittsburgh view of this, I just got a text from a local Pittsburgh radio host. And any guess on who that is?
I apologize. His name is escaping my head. Is it one who you had on a few weeks ago?
Where are all these sounds coming from? Oh, this is my phone? Yeah, this dang radio.com application.
Again, huh? It's like the second time in a few weeks.
The radio.com app. I know it's our company, randomly, that hasn't happened in 2-3 weeks. A random advertisement just occurred. Right away, I clicked my keyboard. I'm like, where's the sound coming from? The TV? Am I sitting on a remote or something? And it's radio.com. So I was pulling up my phone, and I guess somehow the radio.com app started to play because I was listening to radio.com on the way into work. This is what a Pittsburgh radio host texted me. This is Colin Dunlap, who does Morning Drive. This is worse than the damn Titans. Pittsburgh, dot, dot, dot. The whole city, dot, 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 is furious. So if you're a Steelers fan, do you want this game to be forfeited? It's not going to be forfeited just because the game can't be played on Thursday. But if this can't be played on Sunday, I am curious if people are going to be calling for a forfeit. I'm just very curious about that. And it just does not sit right with me. And yes, what this strength and conditioning coach allegedly did, stupid. Very stupid. But I don't like punishing the players here. I don't. What did the players do wrong here? You know what this also does? It serves as a reminder too. Trace, it really does. We try to trust other people. Now, I trust myself to do the right thing. There's sometimes where, once again, I could just be going to a supermarket and unfortunately I could get COVID. But a big part of this is I don't trust other people. Think about it. Every Ravens player could be doing the right thing. And one strength and conditioning coach, I'm not going to report symptoms. I'm not going to wear my mask. And I'm not going to wear my tracking device. Now, I don't know how you figure out if he's wearing the tracking device or not. I'm not privy to that stuff. But the mask, if he's not wearing the mask, facility, someone's got to tell him, hey, dude, put your mask on. But it just shows you, and hey, we're in this office right now, and there's not a lot of people here. We limit how many people come in. But if I feel sick, I'm not coming into work. I'm not. But someone could be feeling symptoms. They feel as if they have to go into work, and then boom, you could have a further spread of this virus. So personally, I would vote no. I would not make them forfeit the game. But the NFL, they've been waiting to try to figure out how this is going to reschedule. We'll see how they end up doing this if they can't play Sunday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.